Is barley wine still life? Questions like this and more answered on The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Barley wine can still be life as long as you want it to be. You can make it happen. I believe in you.
All beers are equal.
All beers are barley based, right?
Yeah.
So it's all everything's barley wine. If you want it to be hard enough.
I'd like an ale, please.
I'd like an ale. You know what? I'm going to bring ales back. Anyone remember ales?
Does anybody remember ales?
That's what, right now, the past 10 seconds, that's what the show is going to be like for the next 2 hours. We're going to be hanging out with you, talking about beer, making fun of ourselves and other beer geeks. Other people that listen to this show are going to call this show, and they're going to have their own show, and we're going to listen to that show, and it's going to be fun. And we're going to talk about some beer releases. And some culture. Oh, yeah. Give out some cheers at the end to all cool people. Only cool people get cheers. So stick around for that. Before the show, we started the drinking. I started drinking my tailgating beer. Was a Citra Dream IPA. Sacramento's New Glory Brewing Company. It's an all... I guess it's... Is this all... I never really... I always assumed it's an all Citra, but... Yep, 100% wow. Citra, baby.
Way to go. You're playing with fire there, assuming.
Yeah, right? It's an excellent beer. I highly recommend it. If you like Citra hop, duh.
Nah, over.
Citra's never over?
Over.
Never? Of all the, like, all the... you know, the hops of like Nelson, Citra, Mosaic, those have been, you know, the IPA hops. And there's so many new hops and experimental hops, and everyone's doing these different. And still, I don't know that any hop has overtaken any of those three. So in the IPA world, they still can't be beat. All so the hop technology just can't beat Citra. Mosaic, Nelson.
So you're saying Ford, Chevy, and Dodge have shown up. Volkswagen tries to wedge its way in there once in a while. Mm-hmm. But here comes Kia mucking things up.
Like, am I supposed to... Is Kia a good car now? Am I supposed to like Kia? I don't know. What do you got there, Matt?
Drinking Don't Be Suspicious from Zach's Brewing.
Oh, Fresno's Zach's Brewing. Don't be suspicious.
Is that fresh? Fresh?
Yeah. When did you get that?
What's the vintage on this?
I bought it a week ago Sunday.
All right.
Fresh. That'll do.
Week ago. All right. What do you got, Nick?
I doubled down on my pre-show beers at a celebration. Now I'm drinking a double dry hop German.
Yeah. All California beers.
Oh, I'm keeping it California.
California Day. Happy California Day, everyone.
Both right. Can be reached from the 99.
All can be reached from the 90. Anything important can be reached from the 99. All right.
Yeah.
Let's start with Matt. What do you have, sir?
For those that are industry people.
Oh, industry.
Or maybe just a Or maybe if you're just a craft beer enthusiast.
We could go take a nap, Mikey.
Let's go. Let's check out. Louie, let's go outside. It's not for us. Oh, wait. I'm an enthusiast. I'll stay.
Tom McCormick of CCBA has announced his official retirement of January 1st, 2021. He's been in the alcohol industry for better part of 30 years. And for the last 15, he's been working with CCBA, which is they're the California Craft Brewers Association. Essentially, they're the ones that go to they're in Sacramento, but they go to like defend breweries when there's issues or laws that need to be updated or new legislative bills or taxes that try to get passed that could hurt us. So they're big defenders of all that. And he just said, it's been an astounding 15 years at CCBA filled with epic battles at the state capitol, mostly successful, executing our event programs, including the Craft Beer Summit, which is one of my favorite festivals.
We missed
fostering an association that serves our members with great pride. And so he gave out huge thanks, and he said that he'll still be around if they need help, and he'll
still be around to drink some beer.
Yeah. And, you know, he said he'll be at future festivals and he'll help them adjust to the new person. And they just said, you know, look forward to December when they announce a replacement. But, cheers out to him. It's an early show cheers, but, he definitely, most of the time he would bring to light things that he would see that before we even saw it and bring attention to it and help us get on the right path. Or if they had any sort of ABC questions, they would say, you know, ask CCBA before you ask ABC. Because sometimes if you ask ABC, they could go, oh, we don't know. And then they'll have to find out things. And it causes a ruckus. So if you ask them, they can figure out rules and stuff. But lately with 2020, it's like the California will sometimes drop stuff on them, like, by the way, bars are closed, and then they immediately have to go to work, talk to the governor and go, okay, what do you mean by this? How can breweries operate? And then they have to digest that and then give it to us and go, no, you can't operate if you sell food, even though it says tap rooms, brew pubs, and bars closed. If you sell food, then you can operate as a restaurant. So they've been doing a lot of that work, as well as they've been trying as much as they can to talk with the governor's office to say, hey, you know, there's other parts of the alcohol industry that don't have to, you know, like, for example, offer meals or be classified as a restaurant to be open. And sometimes, well, in that particular case, the governor's office has been stubborn. So, but they've tried, or they've explained why it's different. So it's, I'm always proud. I would always look forward to their emails for guidance or information or answer questions or going to their beer festival or just simply saying, you know, waving hello to them.
All right. Well, hopefully he'll have a good person replacing him. So the California breweries can be helped figuring shit out. Nick?
What did you know? All right. We need a East Coast representation on this one to tell me why this Bacon and Kegs beer is making national news.
Who makes it?
Ockney Brewing, OCO.
Oh, N-E-E. The Waffle House beer.
the Waffle House. So apparently the Waffle House is the legendary part of this situation. They've been in Georgia since 1955. And then Ockney opened in 2017, but they partnered on a bacon and kegs breakfast, bacon infused red ale. Which is, you know, okay. I've heard of crazy beers before like this. Not many trickled up into national news.
Yeah. Only when you get something, some sort of gimmick, like the Waffle House or whatever it is, or, you know, Dunkin' Donuts or something, then the national people are like, whoa. Yeah.
What? I'm shocked by this. Or it was just a slow news day and this is all they had. So this must be the Waffle House of all Waffle Houses, yeah. I'm guessing.
Well, we don't like, have any yeah, of we these don't in have California. Those. We don't have that chain out here, so it's like you always. Yeah. Cause, but then we have places called the Waffle House, so we're like,
right.
Every time I see that, I'm like, are they talking about one on Blackstone? What are they talking about, Waffle House? But yeah, I think it's a chain. Regions of the country are like, Jesus, you don't know about the Waffle House? We're like, I go to the Waffle House all the time, but I don't think it's the same Waffle House.
Screw you. We got in and out.
I got a Waffle House that used to be a Denny's, that used to be a Sam's, that used to be something else.
Yeah.
That, and it's called the Waffle House, and it's on Blackstone. Actually, I think that place closed when I'm thinking of. There's that one place south of Shaw. Yeah. World Famous Rays or Famous Rays?
Yeah.
The best.
The one on 12th is the original.
The best coffee in the world.
Congratulations. You did it.
Yeah. So we don't totally get the Waffle House, but sort of get it.
Yeah. It's just, you know, 6 a.m. when you're watching news and beer's on your screen. You're like, hey. I'm kind of thirsty.
It's one of those stories that your friends or relatives that know you're like, oh, they like beer. Look at this. Oh. Have you seen this? They're like, yeah, I saw it.
Oh, messages from Facebook. It's a busy day.
Woo. You'll love this one. It's like when I message you guys about Volkswagen or something. I'll see a Volkswagen bus on Herndon. I'm like, guys, look, I saw one on Herndon. Yeah. Like, cool, Mike. You saw a Volkswagen Matt. Bus.
He's driving his truck.
Look at this guy. That was me. Oh, well, thought you should see
it. That was you.
This is how you looked from this angle. So, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. The bus limo has finally settled down. Also, the bug camper thing has settled down too, I think.
what about the electric, that bus that's the reimagining of the bus? It looks like an old bus, but it's electric.
I thought that would be out by now, and I guess I don't know what happened. I'm interested in that.
No. Oh.
In the past like 25 years, there's probably been 3 different electric bus prototypes that have never been produced.
That's true.
Or maybe not electric, but just bus prototypes.
Yeah, I'm imagining if the electric bus does well, they will then convert the Beetle to electric after that.
I love it. Because
they've stopped Beetle production for now.
New beer. Carl Strauss and Society Brewing have teamed up to San Diego-wise Catch You on the Flip Side IPA. Still available at the market here in Fresno, California. I had before. It's pretty good beer. I'm having it again.
You can't
make Flip Side, Sierra Nevada?
No. Ooh, so you're in a bag and a suit.
That was backflip.
This is catch you on the flip side. So this is after you had a flip side from Sierra. Then they're like, all right. Was that your things, Nick?
One more if you guys are looking for some lighthearted fun on the internet.
It's all the internet's good for.
Look up the Tri channel on YouTube.
The Tri channel?
And there you will find Irish people trying American craft beers.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Nick.
What was that? No. Update this just in.
Yeah. I'm getting an update.
So it's a show about a group of Irish people who try different American things and ever so slightly mock them as before and after they try them as to what they think it's going to be and what it actually tastes like after they try it. Pretty clever. I like, you know, it's always cool to hear to us people with accents other than our own, other than California.
Whoa.
But they try like Sierra Nevada Torpedo. They try Brooklyn Brewing Lager. They try some, you know, quite a few different beers, and oh, Ballast Point's one of them.
Did they try any milkshake marshmallow IPAs with pineapple?
I don't think so. I think they had a sour beer, which kind of perplexed them a little bit.
What's this? Beer's going sour.
It's going sour.
Yeah.
It's really hard to resist the temptation to try an Irish accent right now, but I'm going to.
It's going sour.
They try other things as well. They try whiskey. They try
whiskey.
Other alcohols. Yeah, it'll send you down a rabbit hole for at least a good half hour, 45 minutes of YouTube shenanigans.
An additional 45 minutes?
Yeah, say you had 45 to spare. Those can be filled with
this. Well, now that Twitter sucks, I got more time spent on YouTube. So,
wow, what happened to Twitter?
Yeah, now we have fleets.
Yeah. Well, I haven't updated my Twitter, so I haven't seen those yet. And I'm like, I guess I'll just never update Twitter, and maybe I can avoid it altogether.
So Spotify has a morning show now, believe it or not.
Really? Wow.
And
like
one of the hosts,
a daily morning show?
Yeah, so it's three segments, and they'll put music that you listen to in between the segments.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of different. But anyways, in one of the segments, they were talking about being sticklers, and one of the guys was like, yeah, I don't update my phone. He's like, if I find an app that works fine, I just stop updating my phone and leave it that way. And so it turns out he hasn't updated since iOS 11, which is now 4+ years old. His Instagram is still chronological.
Nice.
Ooh. Yay. That's amazing.
I missed that.
Yeah. So sometimes he said he had to go so far as if somebody sends an emoticon that doesn't work, he'll sometimes have to Google it to see what they're trying to send him.
Yes.
This is dedication. I remember that.
I don't have automatic updates. I have to force the updates. And so once in a while, I'll go through that where I've done that emoji non-update, and people send things and it just comes off as like whatever, an X or something. I'm just like, wonder what this was. I wonder if it was sexual.
Am I being sexted right now?
I got to update my phone. I got to know if I'm being sexted right now.
I'm at 12.1.3. That's my version.
They now have 14 out.
Come on, Nick. Jeez. Such an old
You guys
man.
Know where I'm at.
Well, you can't send that to Nick. He's at 12.
Brother.
Yeah.
I was hoping I had 2. I was hoping I had an 11 version. I was like, ooh, I'm going to beat him right now. Got this guy. Nope. I'm in the 12s. I'm in the 12s.
Like, he even went so far to say that his bank, which was like Chase Bank, stopped. Like,
oh yeah, they'll eventually they'll be like, no, nope, you got updated. You can't use this anymore.
The app actually stopped working. Like, can't you just update your phone? He's like, maybe I should just change my bank.
Wow. Maybe I should just change my bank to an app that doesn't need updating.
That's it. I'm walking all my checks in from now on, just to prove you guys wrong.
I like to announce my check-ins at the breweries now, since I can't do it on tap. I am checking in a General Sherman IPA 4. It's a 4. Hoppy, piney. Thank you.
IPA level 12, by the way. Just badged up.
I just got a badge. IPA for days. 5%
off untapped
swag. Ooh, Black Friday. 10% off an untapped t-shirt. Let me know.
New friend notification.
Whoa. Reggie, you 559 just became my friend. Like. Just go around the different tables at the beer garden and go up to people and just like, comment.
Why? Toast.
Toast. So don't update your phones. That's what we've learned for that segment.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You just ruin it. Was that all your things, Nick?
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll stop there.
Okay, for sure.
Yep.
Boop. Are you excited about this? Maybe Matt is too. I don't know.
Okay.
That sometimes the line between culture and looking out for blurs. So. But
yeah,
the Schutz is releasing the Abyss in 12 ounce bottle four packs. Does this excite you?
Wow. It wasn't unmanageable to begin with. It was,
it's 11.7 beer.
Yeah. But I think it was the, maybe a 16 ounce bottle before.
Mm.
So what?
Seems that. Well, I know it was in the bomber at least. I know that, right?
It was a medium bomber. It wasn't the medium. 22. Right?
I don't know.
Well, Abyss was in a 22.
It was?
Told you.
Maybe it was a different shape then, because the bottle felt different.
You drank too many Abysses and forgot what it was even in. What did I even have last night?
I'm going to look this up. But
yeah. Yeah, it was in a 22.
Okay.
Maybe you're thinking, I think I know what you're thinking of. Yeah, you're thinking of Brother Thelonious.
No.
Because that was 12 ounce, or it was oddly shaped. Might have been a 22, but different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Different. Something's different.
Well.
Oh, well.
You know.
Maybe.
Heads up.
Is there a barrel-aged Abyss?
Oh. Maybe that.
Maybe it's what's the barrel age Rasputin size then.
Rasputin. You should know all the freaking sizes of Rasputin, dude. You should
know all the Rasputins. 500 milliliter bottle. Okay. So 500 ml.
1 divided by 22 ounces.
500 piece. Yeah, 16.9.
Okay. See, I felt like that bottle was more like the old Rasputin size bottle. But I haven't had one in a while, so maybe it was.
16.9 is what we use at Tioga.
Okay. Well, then yes, I'm excited.
This Abyss.
You no longer need a Narwhal buddy to drink Abyss.
With its new oak, bourbon, and wine barrel flavorings will be available wherever Deschutes' footprint is. So.
Wait, it's four different versions?
No. That's everything involved in the One Abyss 2020 is new oak, bourbon, and wine barrels.
Wow.
Well, yeah. So, I don't know. I can't imagine if it would be in the grocery store or not. I mean, Deschutes is very common in Save Mart, but I don't know if I'll see a...
They took out all their bomber sections. There's no more. Except for Mickey's wide mouths.
Got those.
Got some of those. I bet. Nah, it's more of a BevMo total wine kind of thing.
Okay.
The occasional gas station.
Matt put up something on that was not necessarily beer related, but I of course adjusted it for beer. He put up a massive picture of like what soup. I think it was like pick a soup, your favorite soup.
It
was, you know, like a picture of like 12 different soups. And I'm like, I love soups, except for when they almost every soup has flipping carrots in them. I'm just like, I hate carrots.
Filler.
I'm just like, no. Just keep them out. No soup is better because there's carrots in it, okay? We're like, nobody ever went around and said, you know, this soup needs carrots. Nobody ever said that. No offense to any carrot growers out there. Carrots are fine. I don't need them. In my soup.
You're saying the carrot lobbyist, or
yeah, after the big soup industry. big carrot keeps forcing carrots into soup recipes. Like, well, you gotta have some carrots. No, you don't. I don't have my carrots in my chicken and rice soup. But anyway,
I believe you'd love the Instagram Costanzagrams.
I probably would.
Yes.
I do find myself ranting like Costanza and Larry David sometimes.
Everybody's welcome. Costanzagrams on Instagram.
Yay. Never mind. That 45 minutes you had earmarked for our
now you got to
is gone.
I'm thinking like, well, what? I've never heard anyone talk about pairing beer with soup. And I'm going to write a blog post about this. And if some blogger writes, some beer medias writes about this, and that from now on, that's not your idea. That's my idea.
Your idea.
But there's very, very little out there. I feel like I need to, like, what would you... like, what's your favorite soups? Like, what did you have, Matt? What did you choose for your favorite soups? What are your go-to soups?
Well, like, the actual, like, with broth consistency, I like minestrone because it's just kind of like a little bit of everything that's left over is thrown even in.
Carrots.
Yep, even carrots.
But, what a common staple, the two staples at our house, which didn't quite qualify for that chart, which would have been beef stew, which is almost a soup in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then there would also be chicken and noodles, but it would be more of a creamy base versus a liquid broth base. So that's what we grew up on, which was kind of different from the chart. So out of those, I'd just go with Minestrone.
So what beer would you feel, what style of beer would you feel goes with a minestrone? What pops in your head?
I would probably go with some sort of amber or brown. Something that's lower. Okay, sorry, guitar just fell over in the background for no apparent reason.
It was an issue. Your cat's learning a new trick.
I think
opposite side of the room.
Your house ghost does not like your amber with minestrone pairing at all.
No.
Uh oh. Is it? There's something going on at Matt's house, then. Matt's got an older house. Oh. No, he has a pillow of Parks and Recs showing in the camera.
Yep. It was late one evening after some beverages. Somebody said, "You wouldn't." And it's one of those pillows where you swipe it one way and it's just like some shiny metallic color, and you swipe it the other way and it's an image, and it's Ron Swanson's like face. Nice. It's just like a pair of eyeballs and a mustache. To me, some soups can have a higher acidity level. So if you go with a beer that has lower alpha acid level, then you kind of have balance, something a little bit sweeter, something a little bit more bitter, kind of balances out.
All right.
That's my reasoning.
I like that. Nick, do you have a different soup opinion? Or growing up in the same household, I feel like you might have the same soup opinion.
I have less soup opinion than Matt does. I am not a fan of soup.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I couldn't make a choice. I don't think I could. I could tell you, we had a burrito last Friday night, and it was rather on the... Not soup. This is burritos, but it was spicy.
Burrito soup.
It was a spicy burrito, and I had a pale ale with it, and I did not like the spicy pairing with the pale ale. So, if your soup has some kick to it, I would recommend not a pale ale.
Okay,
I would find something more
like an amber, like Matt was saying, maybe.
Yeah, like Matt's saying. Something a little softer, maybe a lager.
All right. Lager.
Maybe a porter.
Kind of go in the same way you would do pizza and beer, maybe.
Okay.
I was the guy that if we went to like Old Spaghetti Factory, it's just like I would spend longer deciding if I wanted soup or salad before the meal than picking out what I wanted to eat.
Salad question. It's a big one.
I would always be so relieved because they'd be like, "Oh, I'll take a salad," and then somewhere along the table somebody would be like, "Oh, neither, please," and I'd be like, "Excuse me, I will take a soup."
Excuse me, person, you get to have one free, just pass it over. Well, I'll take neither.
And that was always like the greatest night ever, is I would claim somebody's soup and I would have salad and I would have my meal on top of that.
Wow. But have you gone there now as an adult with occasionally with some cash and be like, "You know what? I'm going to order a soup and a salad."
Ooh.
Cause I'm adult now. Down. I could do that.
Yeah.
Well,
nope.
next time restaurants are a thing, maybe in 2023 or something, you go do that. I know what we're doing for Matt's birthday someday. We're going to take him out for we're going to take him out for soup and salad on us.
Ooh.
Nick's like, I don't know.
Six or seven more Patreons
to do that. Yeah, come on. Let's get that Patreon. What?
Ah, soup plantation.
Oh, no. They're gone.
Gone.
All those places are gone now. I'm gonna miss all the buffet places.
Oh man, I know. I do like a good buffet.
Damn. Maybe in like 2025, people will start forgetting and start bringing buffets. They'll come back big.
Ew.
Like, remember buffets?
Like, I remember that from when I was a kid. Buffets.
Yeah. Well, look for that. Any listeners that want to chime in about if they have a soup and beer pairing they like, let us know. And I'll include it in this future posting. Have you seen something
seen
Matt brought up? I think it was you or Matt brought up in the tailgate. It was bottle sharing. Like, I haven't seen, are there still people bottle sharing during this pandemic? I haven't really seen much, which is good. People shouldn't be doing it, but bottle sharing was a huge deal in the beer geek community.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anyone lamenting about being sad that they're not doing bottle shares.
I haven't noticed any of that.
Yeah, it's just been quietly.
What would be the gathering size to be
like
a bottle share?
An official bottle share, like you're like,
when does it stop sharing with friends and now it's a bottle share?
Yeah,
what's the people account?
Yeah, when you're getting together as friends, that's not a bottle share, even though you're doing a bottle share. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I think of like when you're announcing a bottle share, it's like a party kind of thing where not everybody necessarily knows each other or whatever. You're just going to this thing.
Okay.
And I have not noticed that really happening. And I know people are way into that in the beer scene. So it's like, I just find it interesting that I haven't seen anyone kind of missing bottle shares.
So are you saying, was it ever that important?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody's out there missing bottle shares.
Not seen any bottle shares. No tasting events. No beer festivals.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to go a full year without festivals and... Man.
No Firkins. I mean, Corona killed Firkins.
I have seen that a little bit lately. The Firkin communities. Like, I'm like, really? You miss that? You miss flat beer?
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Don't refrigerate that.
Yeah. You can firkin everything. You know that, right?
Oh, jam festivals. No, the pretzel necklace industry is taking a hit right now.
They're so out of work. Not talking about enough in the national media.
Something I was thinking about today. So people talk about how overall consumption at home of alcohol is up.
Mm-hmm.
How many workplaces have had to mandate that you're not allowed to drink while you're working from home?
Oh, that is a good point. I haven't seen that. Like, that must be rampant right now. People drinking at home on their work while they're on the clock, quote unquote. Mm-hmm.
Drinking. Just a little Kahlua in there just to get you through the day.
Just coffee, okay?
Everybody's Fun Bobby now. Is that what you're saying?
Fun Bobby. By 2 o'clock, everyone's like, whoa, hey. Free. What's going on over there, Frank? Nothing, man. Just having coffee. Lots of coffee.
I mean, I know, like, from working from home, like, as far as, like, every day, like, receiving deliveries or cooking, that kind of stuff, you could be more productive at both. But, that was just something that popped in my mind today. Mm. It's like, how many people just said, fuck it, so I'll squeeze one in.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder, somebody's gotten it. Like, how do you address that as a boss? You're just like, oh, God. We all know he's drinking. How am I going to... How am I going to prove this? No, this is soda. No, it's just a hazy... Yeah. No, it's just a hazy pineapple marshmallow IPA. It doesn't count. Yeah. It's a milkshake IPA.
I started juicing.
It's juicy.
I'm on the juice. If I call you tonight and leave you a voicemail,
will you drink all the beer and tell me you're sorry? Thanks, Paul. That's the alternate. A little alternate this week. 559-492-0542 is a voicemail line of the Dorktown Network, including the Perfect Pour. You can leave go straight to voicemail. You can leave a 3-minute or less message for us. Let us know what's going on in your beer world. And then you can also record something and email that recording to us. Keep it under 3 minutes. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it. Let's start off. Let's go with the start with the, we still got this month. We still got Chew Your Beers committing to buying or sending a beer to the last voicemailer of the week. And it's a crapshoot because you want to get that last one in, but if you wait too late, then you might end up being the first one next week. You know what I'm saying? So let's start with some emailed ones, and that comes from.
Hey guys,
oh, can you hear me? Barely.
I'm driving. I'm brewing again.
Oh,
like 2 weeks in a row.
It's Scotty B.
For a while, so I actually have room to do like. So I have room to do like.
I think he's got like a blanket over his phone.
But I can manage. I can move stuff around.
He's in the kettle.
He's literally in the kettle.
I could do this every week. Maybe, probably not. But so what I brewed today, check this out. It might come out like crap. I might have to dump it out. But so far, it looks great.
That's the weirdest sounding voice on
ever. A cider beer hybrid, New England IPA. How I did it was I didn't just
classic Scotty B.
I didn't just add apple juice post fermentation, which I haven't gotten that far yet. But I'm using apple juice in place of water. That's right. Normally you steep the grains in hot water. I steep the grains in hot apple juice.
Whoa.
Crazy, right? Wild.
I just steep the grains in hot apple juice.
Water chemistry or juice chemistry. I added a little bit of baking soda to raise the pH a little bit. It wouldn't be too acidic. It's still a bit more acidic than water, for sure. And we're going to see what happens. And it's going to be all galaxy, too. It's going to be an all
galaxy cider
New England IPA. New England. Cider beer hybrid. That's my son.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, if it comes definitely out good, fun. You might just get some.
Oh, my.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. So, yeah, that's about all I have going on. There's probably something I'm forgetting. I always do. So keep up the great work. Brewing!
Thanks, Scotty B, from calling from his kettle.
Calling from the kettle.
Calling
deep in the Mr. Beer Kid.
The kettle. All right. Did I hear somebody open a beer?
Maybe.
I love gold. What'd you open up there?
I found a sugar pine porter hanging out in the fridge, so I'm drinking that now.
Nice.
It was hiding?
It was hiding.
Wow.
Behind the ketchup.
Bless you.
Well, I think so.
It's a shout out show.
Orale, True, you be here with shout outs. I said, don't think that I forgot about shout outs. I said, life has been
missed last week. Homes.
Anyways, I said, so check it out. This week's shout out is easy again, homie. The community makes it way too damn easy. I said, this week's shout out goes out to the one and only Jazz, homie. Jazz,
yeah.
Thank you for making the Zooms happen. I said, thank you for posting the password and the login number. Without you taking the reins on hooking up the Zooms, I said, I don't think they would be happening. I said, last week it was fun. Mikey, Matt, Nick, I wish you guys could have joined. I said, we were celebrating your anniversary. Aww. On the Zooms. I started Aww. Asking questions to everybody on there.
Nah. Okay,
how were they introduced to the perfect pour? And everybody gave out their stories, homie.
Damn
so
it.
Wish you guys would have made it.
Man.
I guess you're going to have to wait till your next celebration to find out, homie. But other than that, this is True Your Beer. This is shout outs. Jazz, thank you, homie. Had a great time this weekend. The crew, Matt, Nick, and Mike. You guys got to make it, homie. I understand sometimes you make it and I'm not there, but this was a good one, homie. We celebrated you
every
guys.
Every time you're not there, I'm
this
there.
Is True Your Beer, and this is...
Yeah, me too.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Thank you, Chew. Thank you to the shout out show. Thank you to all the Friday night virtual get it. They're missed. Damn it. Guess who calls back?
What a perfect porch. Would you be here, Holmes? So check it out. I felt bad, Holmes. Obviously, last week was your anniversary, and we weren't able to celebrate it with you. So I'm going to leave a little voicemail for you guys, just letting you know how I've found you guys. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I was really, really hardcore into the Four Brewers, Holmes, and they made me feel like too advanced for me. I was actually supposed to be a guest on their show, and I never did it because I felt like my level of education for craft beer wasn't to their par, and I felt like I would hinder the show, Holmes. But I ended up finding this little podcast from a city that I've really never really heard or care about. And the three dudes, man, and they talked about beer, but they really tangent a lot about other shit
what?
That I didn't even know existed because I've never been to this town, Holmes. And I'm going to call it a town because to me it was considered a town, not really a metropolitan or a city, Holmes. So started listening to it, and we were just vibing. I said, everything they talked about, I understood because their lingo, their language, their terminology of craft beer was the same terms that I was using with my homies and my friends. I said, so at the end of the day, I stopped listening to that show because, you know, who listens to a podcast from Ohio, eh? They really don't have a lot that I can actually drive to and drink. So I ended up listening to you guys, eh? So that's how we ended up.
I guess I'll listen to these guys.
Two strikes. The third strike wasn't a strike, Holmes. Was a fucking home run. I said, you guys hit it out of the park.
Boom!
That's why I'm so loyal to you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. How much do I learn about craft beer? Not much at all. So hey, that's just right. A little tidbit. So just quick, I don't want to run the clock and the time because you might be getting a lot of voicemails since we didn't know you were celebrating. Anyways, it's funny how I'm sipping on the Second Chance Anniversary beer, crafted with Carl Strauss, 8.5 ABV. High. If you find it, drink it, homie. 8.5, really delicious, very piney, very West Coast. Delicious beer. Other things that I got to say is I ordered some beer from Craft Beer Kings, so I'm going to whisper because I don't want them to hear. But if you guys want to know something, if you order beer from Craft Beer Kings, you don't have to sign for it when they deliver it. They send it through USPS, and I don't know if they know what they're selling or delivering. But I didn't have to sign for it, Holmes. That shit was just left at my front doorstep. I said, that to me kind of tripped me out, Holmes. I thought I was going to miss out on these beers that I ordered. And nothing, Holmes. They just send you a tracking number and it arrives at your door. I said, no signs, no nothing. You don't have to be 21. I said, just saying. I said, I don't know, Matt, maybe you can answer that. Maybe it's different laws with liquor stores or what have you. But, you know, I'm not throwing nobody under the bus. But please don't ruin it for me, Holmes, because now I have to rush home to sign for it. So also that, and hey, I'm leaving you a voicemail. Matt, I know you got the iPhone 12 Max Pro, but I went old school, homie. I went with the iPhone 12 Mini, because now I can start wearing my skinny dickies, and look flawless. You won't be able to know I have a phone in my pocket. Love this phone. It's fast, 5G. That's all I gotta say, Holmes. I don't want to run the clock. Like I said, this is Chew Your Beer. I love you guys. Here's to many more. Let me sip my beer real quick. Yeah, de guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew.
So the whole reason why he brought up the phone thing was I had ordered my phone. I had got up early, ordered it so it would show up on the release day. But it arrived it was supposed to arrive just after I went to work. So it got bounced back to UPS. I tried to quickly switch it to be available for pickup at UPS, but they delayed me till Monday. So I was waiting the whole weekend for my phone, which was in town. And he was like, on Twitter, he's like, hey, yeah, I got the 12 Mini. I'm so excited. And I was like, was that to make your Suburban look bigger? And wow. Then he pulled out the skinny jeans comment.
Ooh.
Oh, is that a Mini in your pocket?
But they're both very good phones. I've my friend John, he went from an iPhone 6 or 6S regular size to the Mini, and that was a considerable upgrade. Had I been able to go for that same footprint from my last smaller iPhone was the iPhone 7. From the 8 on, I went to the plus size. Had they had the Mini format back when they released the 8, I probably never would have gone with the bigger over 6-inch iPhone. Just total tangent there, but it's true. Now I can't go back, but had they always had an option where you had full screen but smaller footprint, I probably never would have gone to the max size.
There we go. I think Matt should have an Apple podcast.
Wow. Apple pod.
Mattapple. Mattapple. It's called Mattapple. It's on the Dorktown Network coming soon.
Beer money!
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I am your host, Scotty91.
And it's been an interesting past few weeks. I know with everything spiking around, I haven't been going out to as many places recently.
Nope.
I think the last brewery I went to was on November 7th.
What?
12% Beer Project. Probably the last one I might go to for a while.
What?
But got to try the Untappd. I remember my first check-in beer. Really good, really fruity, nice sour Berliner Weiss. Made by Skygazer Brewing out of 12% Beer Project.
What?
So yeah, I had some other cool beers here. I had a golden stout, pistachio puff pastry, which was really good. It was like drinking white chocolate.
What?
And they had electric banana.
I never get tired of that. he does the work for us.
Double IPA from Fat Orange Cat, which apparently I'm seeing is like distributing down in Florida now. I saw Al Green.
It was here. I saw it here.
From Fat Orange
Fresno.
Cat, a different beer.
It's a nice beer.
So that's crazy. Good for them. Fat Orange Cat, awesome Connecticut brewery. So yeah, that's what I've been sort of drinking out. Last time, now it's just buying some mixed packs, chilling at home, sort of like this one that I bought today. The 12 Beers of Christmas mixed pack from Clown Shoes Brewing. 12
Clown Shoes. Remember Clown Shoes?
I've actually not had.
What?
And this one I'm pouring right now is
Victory used to have all kinds of Clown Shoes.
Double dry hopped Yeehaw New England style IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Clown Shoes, New England brewery, so definitely got to have some New England IPAs in there. Very deep golden-y color to it. Definitely has a interesting aroma to it. Not as hoppy as I would have imagined. Very, very sweet. Very sweet tasting New England style IPA. A little bit off of what you usually see, the hot bomb, like hazy, the orange juicy colors. This is more of like a golden-y, deeper golden color. But yeah, that's about all I got, guys. Not much else really going on since I'm not really going anywhere. Places in Connecticut are still open for breweries and such, but just not really feeling safe going out to them right now. So, oh well. So, till next time, guys. See you in the Zoom chats. Check them out tonight. I'll be there. And yeah, that's the bottom of the can because the Sky 91 drank it.
Thank you, Wrestling of Beer, one of my favorite podcasts within a podcast. And we are still watching for the last voicemailer of the week that was not. Scotty might have thought maybe he was, but he was not. There's still some more people trying to get in, trying to get that chew beer.
Hey, guys. I'm Zooming.
Oh, this is a Zoom from the Zoom call.
That's guys, if you couldn't Florida tell by Steve. Now, it's Florida Steve.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Zooming with like 12 people right now on this Friday night.
Bumping.
Friday the 13th. And I'm actually calling to nominate two people to be reps. Yes,
oh,
I'm nominating
you can do that?
Ken and Lori of Seattle to be the Seattle reps.
You know, do they want to?
He's got a lot of territory to cover, so I think Ken Lowry will
Matt
kind
cover
of ease
all
his
that.
Burden in the Pacific Northwest. So Ken and Lowry, Florida Steve is nominating you for the Seattle reps of the Perfect Four. Guys, that's all I got. Actually, I just got done with a beer trade with Ant. He sent me a Froze beer slushy Thick Rosé by Heavy Reel Brewing and King's Brewing. Just finished it. Delicious. That's like something I would get out of Miami, like tropical, tropical juice. It's awesome. So, that's all I got, guys. Keep up the good work, and boys, Florida.
Wow. Florida Steve.
Florida Steve. Sorry, Louie is just chasing my neighbor's cat right now in the studio, so.
No big deal.
My neighbor's cat will sometimes come into the studio here because it's warm and we give it attention. And Louie, it just walked in here not thinking Louie was in here, and Louie was in here. And the cat is lucky to still be alive. Thanks to the Zoom and the Florida Steve. I might have to get in on there. Tonight,
yeah,
Friday night. It's the beginning of my tonight. Vacation. I always have a Thanksgiving week off because it's one of the easier weeks to get off. At my work, we do the vacations. We just did them a couple weeks ago for next year. We do them in November.
Wow!
And I don't all the stuff around Christmas is already gone before it gets to me. And Thanksgiving week is the only thing, you know, one of the few relevant things left to take. So always get that week. So that will be that Friday night tonight, is the beginning of my vacation. So might just watch Snapchat for updates. Yeah. Yeah. Watch my Snapchat. That's the place to be. You want to see things you don't want to ever see again.
Hey guys, this is the final voicemail of the week.
Ooh.
I don't care if any come after this. This is the final voicemail for the week. I'm just gunning for those two beers, Chew. Come on, man. Hey, I wanted to say thanks for allowing me to join in last week. It was a blast and an honor. So I wanted to talk a little bit about New Glory Brewing and the pandemic. I started noticing, and maybe Wazoo knows a little bit about this. I know New Glory. I'm totally familiar with them. I think they're probably a small to mid-size brewery out of Sacramento. But right as lockdown or whatever we want to call it, right as everybody had to stop going to work and I started buying most of my beer at grocery stores, I just started seeing New Glory shit everywhere. Like Trader Joe's, 7-Eleven, Whole Foods, like places I would normally not see New Glory beers. And they still, to this day, like the 7-Eleven down my street now has the 19.2-ounce tall boys for $3.50. Pretty darn fresh.
Just do it.
They are all over the place. And I would speculate and go so far as to say that the pandemic has actually contributed to or helped their sales. And I just wonder what's going on. What's their distribution? How have they pulled it out off? How are they actually doing? Because I don't really know. I'm just based on the fact that I see their beer everywhere all the time, I go on the assumption that they're selling a lot of beer and doing well, but I don't really know how that compares to pre-pandemic numbers. So Wazoo seems to be the guy who would know more about this, But anyway, that's just throwing it out there. And I think they're doing a good job, too. I think they make super solid beer. It seems to be consistent. And so cheers to New Glory. Cheers to you guys. And keep up the good work.
Bye. Sorry, Paul.
I do want to comment on that a little bit.
Go ahead.
I do want to comment on that a little bit. So I've listened to some interviews with the New Glory guys, and they're a pretty rad team of brewers. They're really trying to elevate what they have going on there and making things fresh, a little bit different. You know, each batch is a little bit different than the last batch. And at least locally, we always seem to get something different. Obviously there's Uba Dank. Obviously there is the chewy
gummy worms,
but it always seems like there's a different New or a IPA that comes out. And I think that's what they focus on. But to, even to touch a little bit on what Paul was talking about, is draft is down for every brewery. So if you're making beer and you're not really making draft, you're putting it in cans. Well, now you have more cans. They have to go somewhere. At least from our experience, retailers that, you know, grocery stores, convenience stores, they now go, we want people to come to us to buy beer. And we say, oh, okay, then you should be able to sell our beer. And, you know, at least some place like Whole Foods or a big grocery store, you don't go to the individual store and say, hey, can you sell this for me? It's you go to their corporate office, or not physically, but you go to the corporate office and say, this is what we would like to sell within our distribution of the stores that you have. And they go yes or no. And I think that cycle's happening a lot quicker these days. As you can imagine, if you go into Target, you'll see brands of cleaning products and things, and you know, that you've never seen there before. In my opinion, that kind of big chain was very slow moving to add new items in because they wanted it to be widely available, not very store specific. And now I think they're at the point where they go, new beer, you can get it to me. We can put it in these amount of stores. Yeah, do it. You know? And, but the same thing, like, you know, something like Whole Foods, if you get it approved by Whole Foods, that means you can get it in an exponential number amount of stores that you distribute to. So yeah, now you add distribution to Paul's area. Well, it's already approved by corporate. So now put it on the shelf. So that's my little soapbox. Well, Wazoo can speak.
All more. I know is
maybe they expanded. Maybe they make more.
They
beer.
Must have done something because I can get them in Save Mart. So they're not, you know, our most generic of grocery chains. So they're, they definitely did something.
So, well, locally, Save Mart, you just think Jacob.
It's actually.
Think Jacob, huh? Jake from State Farm.
Tuesday morning, about 3:15 a.m. So anytime you want to call me for the show, I'm always up. Anyways, I am working, waiting in the ferry line to go to the San Juan Islands to deliver some beer.
Dang.
Last week I gave an update on the breweries and the situation there, and yes, we're going backwards. All indoor dining, bars, restaurants, breweries is no longer for at least a month. So if they have outside beer gardens, they are still available. But unlike California, the weather's not great up here. So we'll have to bundle up and all that good stuff. But anyways, happy birthday, happy anniversary, all that good stuff. Love the show. Keep up the good work, guys. I miss you, Louie. Bye.
Bye. Aw, thanks, Louis Donnie. There in the Northwest. Louie has taken the position. He is real. All the crackers are gone. By the way, I had to buy generic crackers, saltine crackers, because the premium and crispy are all gone because of this pandemic. The damn they can't keep crackers in properly.
The damn demic.
So all there was generic, and they're not quite as good. They just can't. They're just not as, I mean, you would think the most basic of things, a saltine cracker, doesn't get any more basic than that. And there's still differences. Like there's still a difference between a generic cracker and a premium cracker. But anyway, so once Louis realized that there's no more crackers, he is now taken, he is now napping in producer Becky's chair. So there you go. There's your Louis report.
This goes one of two ways. Either Mikey prefers store brand crackers and he just won't admit it, or he's secretly buying. He's now buying pita chips, and he's just saying that he's buying generic crackers. Oh man! So it's a step up. Or maybe of what
I'm confused, and I think they're generic crackers. And I have pita chips.
But he went up a shelf, and he's like, "Oh, it's just me, pita chips."
Pita chip. They won't know any difference. They're not here. They'll never see me again.
Hey guys, they're sea salt.
Hey guys, their salt is messed up. We're still going. We haven't got to the last one yet.
Hey, Perfect Pork Podcast. I want to wish everybody a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. I want to start off by saying how disappointed I am with you three. Everyone failed to mention the fact that it was Friday the 13th last show. blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, we've got a...
It's not our job, bud.
...show and all this other horseshit. You guys forgot Friday the 13th. It hardly ever happens.
Or did.
But it's a thing. Golly.
Happens enough.
Anyways, so rolling into this week, I figure I might as well send you guys a voicemail. The Fontana Gym family is coming up to the Fresno Clovis area this holiday weekend for the Thanksgiving, because Governor Newsom can kiss my ass. We're going to have a get together. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. That way you can't send 5-0 at me. Anyways.
I'm going to tell Gavin where you're at, buddy.
The best way for me to order some Tioga Sequoia beers, because I think this Thanksgiving should be sponsored by Tioga Sequoia. I have no problem.
Thanksgiving, sponsored by some Tioga Sequoia.
Dollars for that. Should I go ahead and, order it online, have it sent to the in-law house?
Yes.
Should I hit you up on the DMs or hit me up on the DMs, whatever, and we work something out?
Don't make extra work, Jim. Just take care of it online.
The Orange County, I'll probably hit some Bottle Logic and some Green Shake. So I guess I'll wait for this answer Friday. Yeah, I'm going out there Friday. So I'll probably hear Green this podcast Cheek? before I actually hit the areas. Checking my time. I'm right on 2 minutes. You know, keeping track and stuff. Anyways, so my push for the Perfect Poor Lazy Vacation fill in the podcast for the podcast we already did in the past podcast. I think you guys should do some sort of greatest hits. Now, Mike, you've got a whole week to try and push the Patreon monies. I think the Patreons should get the Forever Lost back half episode that was deleted from the Perfect Poorverse. Where
if I can find that, I will. Gym, that's a good idea.
The Scotty B and the Bells of other podcast fans.
Dorktown
took over the studio, and we just got super rammy. It was so rammy. Mikey didn't record the first half of the show. Mikey only recorded the back half of the show. And what do you know? That was the week that Apple Podcast decided to go ahead and feature beer podcasts, and Mikey had to shut that shit down and put up something else because it was a motherfucking train wreck. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys.
You got cut off. That was I forgot about that part where of all weeks. For Apple Podcasts to feature us.
And that was the episode.
Apple Podcasts is like, all right, we'll feature some beer podcasts. One of them will feature the Perfect Pour. And what's our episode this week? Oh, it's one where I fucked up the recording on the first half. And then the second half is just a complete, such a disaster, drunk disaster that I decided to pull it. That was our representation. Like, oh, great. We're on the front page of Apple Podcasts, and that's what we had out there. But typical us. So the Fontana Gym is going to be in the Fresno area. So our Fresno rep.
So what was he saying about Tioga beer? I missed it.
He was just saying, like, because he's going to bring down some, like, he can bring down some Green Cheek and things like that. So. If we wanted to make some exchanges to message the Fontana Gym, and he'll see what he can do.
Wait, you mean bring up?
Yeah, well, he's saying, like, hey, if you want to trade, I'll bring up.
No, that's questioning your directional skills.
What? Oh, sorry. Yeah, bring up. SoCal. Sorry, man. I guess it's the LA, the Los Angeles guy in me. I still think of Fresno as being.
Yeah, I'm in Long Beach, you know, yeah. South of LA.
Oh, yeah. I'll go up to Fresno once in a while. Grapevine. I'll drive in second gear in my 69 Mustang on the Grapevine. That was fun.
Perfect.
Yep. All right. So here we are at the last voicemail of the week. Chew Your Beer is committed to buying a beer for every voicemailer that does the last one. And here it is.
Woo. Fontaine Jim got cut off.
Oh, Jim. I don't,
keep the good work, guys.
Jim's already done this.
And torture local.
He's already won one.
Wash goddamn hands. Wear your masks. I know there's actually no law that really forces you guys to wear masks. Just don't be an asshole. I get it. It's not that big of a deal. I'm not a scared either.
Masks are cool.
Wash your hands. Have a good Thanksgiving. Love each other. Be grateful for what we have. And like always, guys, keep up the good work. Tana. Oh, and if I'm the last call of the week, give it to whoever the hell called for me.
Oh, look at Jim.
I shared some trade secrets with the Garage Boys. I don't expect to be the last one this week, but if I am, give it to whoever the hell called before me. Later. See ya.
Wow. You're getting some inside Jim, knowledge.
That is so nice of you. I'm pretty sure the guy that called just right before you would just be so happy to receive it on your behalf.
That guy.
I see what Matt
Fontana Jim.
He was not expecting to be the last call.
Whoa.
But all right. He just so happened to be the last call because you just forfeited your opportunity.
Way to forfeit. All right. If Chew Your Beer accepts Jim's forfeit, because it's Chew Your Beer's responsibility or prerogative to accept it or deny it, then I will look for the final stamp before Jim's calls. And we have, right now, it's Donnie, between Donnie and, let's look at the timestamp of the other one. It's a lot of work involved. Oh, the Scotty 91 is the winner, is the runner-up to the Fontana Gem. So, Chew Your Beer. Either it's Scotty 91 or it's the Fontana Gym. So the Fontana Gym has defaulted and would like the runner up. So that is the Scotty 91 out there on the East Coast. Wins Chew Your Beer's beer. And I think we'll at least do that one more week. I think we have. This is our Thanksgiving will happen before our next episode. So just so you know. Modified Thanksgiving. Thanks everyone for calling into the show and providing us some content to play and have some fun with. You guys are super. Looking out for beers. Nick, do you have a beer for us to look out for you personally in a very selfish way?
Please look out for North Park's Walnut Brownie. Walnut Brownie Pastry Stout. What's it called? Crapola. It's not called Crapola.
Crapola.
Do not get a pastry stout named Crapola.
North Park is like, thanks, Nick.
Thanks a lot.
Now everyone's going to think about Crapola when we talk about
Walnut Brownie Points.
Walnut Brownie Points.
That's what we're looking for.
Huh? Yes.
It is a Walnut Brownie Stout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Walnut Brownie, sure.
Yeah. Absurd amount of toasted walnuts,
absurd amount of
cacao nibs, creamy milk sugar, and dreamy Madagascar vanilla.
Oh. Oh my.
Oh my. It's the most modest.
Well, priced. You might have to go Pastry's to Clovis price. To get that.
Damn it.
Peacock's the only one that has North Park that I'm aware of what? Here.
What?
I may be completely wrong about that.
Oh, boy.
Jake from State Farm might be able to tell me something different, but... And it's way out there, man. Freaking Clovis, dude. But it's not, I mean, it's far Clovis, too. It's not even like...
LA's closer than Clovis.
Basically.
Single Speed Brewing's Cocoa Mint Stout.
Oh. Do you hear that, Single Speed? We would like to try this beer if you could send it to us.
We miss you. We would like to see you again. And one for you, Haze Boys.
Oh, yes. Wait, yeah. You're throwing a Haze Boys beer in there in your segment?
Yeah, I'm looking out for you to look out for because it's all hazy beer now. Nothing else exists.
You're like, if I won't have a voice on this segment anymore if I don't throw in a hazy beer.
So this is for you guys. This is the Pine and Palms Four Seasons Hazy IPA.
Oh, okay. I have been wanting to... I haven't been to Pine and Palm in a while, and I've been wanting to go in there and support. So here we go. Mm. Maybe I will get this.
Yeah.
You guys at least know why it's called that, right?
No. Yes, it's a topical reference... post voting apocalypse.
Yep, you're good. You don't need to say anymore.
Yep.
Get it.
It's not near any toy factories or crematoriums.
Yep.
I already forgot the name, so I didn't know what's going on now. I'm going to go to the beer fridge. And was that all you're looking out for, Nick?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Right. That is mine.
All right. Matt, are you looking out for anything?
Just going to let it be silent air the entire time he's gone.
Wow. What if he's got the fridge mic on? You don't know.
He does.
He's got a fridge mic. Does he know he has a fridge mic? I think he would have said something by now if he knew it was on.
He knows exactly what happened while he was gone.
Nothing.
Nothing.
If I come back and I put my headphones on and there's silence, I'm like, they just waited for me to come back, didn't they?
Yep. Well, you had the fridge mic on, but you didn't say anything.
Well,
and we're waiting for you to notice that.
I thought you were. I thought that would be background for whatever Matt was talking about. And you're like, oh. The listener could have two different things to listen to. Like, should I listen to the fridge mic or should I listen to Matt?
Wow. Well,
did you pan the audio when you got up?
Yeah. Panned it. Yeah. Panned it real good. I gotta get a headphone center over there by the fridge so I can find out what's going on.
Hold on. Gotta put on my headphones.
Okay, fridge don't headphones. Nobody say anything cool until I put my headphones on. Well,
or I could just be like me and just get
wireless. That's a lot of work. I like my things analog and plugged in. All right. I don't like your Wi-Fi technology.
Oh, is that why you cut the podcast into a vinyl record? It's like etched out every week.
Oh no, I do want to put if we're gonna put together a package to send the listener like a Golden God or something, a physical package. I want to have some tape recordings of on just regular old ass tapes. Like we're hipster.
So looking out for something I've had.
I love gold. I'm,
sorry.
I'm looking out for again, and you should look out for.
All right.
from Zach's Brewing Company. They have a beer called Tongue Hugger. Tongue Hugger.
Wow.
It's an,
that's sexual.
It's advertised as a New England IPA, but it is fantastic. Even the brother would like it.
What? So, you know. Ooh. Did you hear that, Steven and Zach's? Nick said, nope, to your beer.
Wow.
I might get that this weekend.
Get it.
You can, anywhere in California, you can get that Zach's beer, as well as Tioga Sequoia. So you guys are all cut up on your looking out fours?
Four beers.
How about one from El Segundo Brewing Company? Speaking of Los Angeles, the Power of Flight IPA. It's a 6.4, and it is a label buy. It's just got a pretty label. It's got this newer, I don't know if like El Segundo has switched over, or they're just doing this on special cans, but they've kind of, I think it's just on different cans. They've got a cool, it's just a black lettering with white backdrop and El Segundo Brewing Company, and it looks nice and clean. And then there's like a nice picture of an airliner, you know, way up there, high altitude. So it's a cool looking can, and I trust El Segundo's brewing prowess. So that's one to look out for. Modern Times Brewing. Have you heard guys? They're in San Diego. Huh? Maybe. I don't know if you've heard, but San Diego makes IPAs. It's called Time Wave Zero, double IPA, 8.5. That's another really cool label, like a kind of like a kaleidoscope kind of style label. And it's got Mosaic, Citra, and Eureka.
Uh-oh.
Good choices.
I think they missed one there.
They didn't... didn't include the Nelson. They switched out Nelson with the Eureka. So,
see. Bold move, Cotton.
Yeah, bold. Moxa and Humble C have collabed. They've done one of these collab beers. It's called Fluff Boys.
No, boy.
I don't know if that's a pornography reference or not, but it's a hazy IPA. It's a Galaxy, Eldorado, and a Mosaic, and that's an 8.2. So even you might like it, Nick, since it's an 8.2, even if it is hazy. All right.
At least we're going to get somewhere with that one.
Yeah, at least you can get a buzz.
Yeah.
You might not like the beer, but you're like, well, I got a buzz, so I can't fault it that much. Arizona Wilderness Brewing Company, there in the Mesa, Tempe, Arizona area. Imperial Refuge. Double IPA, 8.5. It's also another label buy. And, you know, when I'm working off Instagram, there's going to be a lot of label buys.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a super cool looking label. It's all these different stripes, and they're like different tones of blue. And it looks cool. And I like Arizona Wilderness as a brewery. So, and I like double IPAs. So, there you go. There's my reasoning. And there's my looking out fours. By the way, I don't think I mentioned, I opened up a new beer. It is a, did I mention this? I don't know now. I really don't. A collab beer between the Coronado Brewing Company versus Maui Brewing Company. Tropical Tide IPA. Island style IPA. This is island style. It's got El Dorado, Wallamia, Moteca, Mosaic, and Chinook. I got this at the market. It's a nice beer. It's not hazy at all. It's very clear. See that, Nick? Look. I'm showing you, Nick. I'm
like, ooh, look at that color.
It's very clear.
Look at that color.
Nice. It's a nice, got a SR, nice SRM.
Oh, yeah. Remember our SRM index.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Did you? I know you checked in this. I saw Matt checking into something this week. I was like, I logged in, and Matt was like the feature person that checked in. My feature friends, it was Matt. In fact, look, I can see something that Matt checked into moments ago. The tongue hugger. He's already checked into it.
That's because I forgot to check into that.
Bearded Brewer 87 on the Untappd.
All right. So I actually checked into beers, yes. Let's see here. From Urban Roots, which was featured in the photo, the you guys didn't respond to me, was hot dogs are sandwiches, Imperial Double IPA.
Ooh, controversial. Fantastic. Urban Roots' stance is that hot dogs are sandwiches. Is that that's what they're saying to the general public? I mean, that's going a little, that's floating under the radar. Everyone's like, oh, a new beer. Like, no, 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 no. Yeah, Urban Roots just made a public statement that hot dogs are sandwiches.
That's a negative.
I agree with that. I don't think they are sandwiches. They're their own category. They're not sandwiches. Right.
So I don't know if that's just a controversial topic or they're trying to say that...
it's not as bad as pineapple on pizza, but it's bad.
Well, no. So
let's not get crazy.
California, but it's still
Department,
there.
California Department
of Health has warned people, do not consider hot dog sandwiches.
They put out guidance to say what is and what is not a meal.
Okay.
The government's like, all right, we're going to have to make a statement on this hot dog sandwich situation. All right, what is it? What do you have to say, Newsom, overlord of our world? What is it? Hot dogs are hot dog sandwiches. Please go ahead, Matt.
From Slice Beer Company, I had a Lupulin Vision Imperial Double. Another Slice beer was Tales from the Dank Side. Aforementioned, sorry, I didn't mention this one yet. Fogger from Zach's Brewing. Had an Ubadank 19.2. It was a little long in the tooth, but still drinking it. Another Slice beer, Operation Dynamite. It was categorized as a New England.
That's the one I wanted.
Too bad.
Too bad.
And then Sunday, well, sorry, Friday and Saturday, Spokeasy opened back up.
Oh, they got they've got a back patio now, a backyard. Look at them.
And they've wanted to do that for years.
Oh, really?
They made it happen. It's open. It's a real thing.
There we go.
And so walked in to the normal bar area. You ordered your food. You ordered your beer there. Then you were able to go out to the back patio and choose your seating. And they had a mixed cheese and spinach, braised spinach, grilled cheese was the meal option with chips. And I enjoyed from Faction Brewing Face the Strange, which was a collaboration pale ale. And it was fantastic. It paired very well with said grilled cheese. So it paired so well that I had a second.
Pails pair well with grilled cheese sandwiches. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, it was a collaboration with Moxa and Central Coast. So there you go.
Mm. Two good breweries. Yeah, that's cool that Spokeasy has a backyard, quote unquote backyard now. You can drink in. And I saw that also our friends at Goldstein's, another craft beer bar in the Tower District, they're doing the whole parklet thing. I saw them building a parklet of their own there on the, is that Washon? So you'll be able to drink on the streets very soon at Goldstein's.
I saw someone partaking in the parklet on Sunday.
Oh, it's already there? It's already built?
It's already there and open, yeah.
Nice. Because the picture I saw looked like they're in the middle of building it.
Oh.
And I assume
people were sitting on it and half done.
Yeah. They're like, fuck it. Because
they were out there on the street.
There's some boards up. I guess this is a parklet. Hey, what are you guys doing? Sitting, drinking beer in the street. Oh, it's a parklet. Look, there's some boards.
Kind of uncomfortable, but it works.
It's a I can drink in the street, though. Thank you. Thank you, pandemic. Thanks, coronavirus. I can finally drink in the street.
Left foot drinking illegally, right foot drinking legally.
Keep one foot in the gutter and one foot drinking legally. This is Ricky Rockman.
It's like that when you're
TV reference.
Yeah, when you're at the state line and one foot's in Nevada and one foot's in California. Parklet Street. Parklet Street.
Parklet Street. Parklet Street. There's no rules anymore, man. You can drink wherever you want. Speaking of, let's see what the hell I was drinking. That was Bearded Brewer 87, and that was the Nick 80. Wait, did we cover all yours, Nick?
Oh, I finally found Celebration Ale. I had to go to the dang Save Mart. Oh,
finally. Well, jeez, I've been telling you to go to Save Mart, dude.
I had to go to two whole places to find it. Come on. What do you want me to do?
Bullard West? You want me to go to three places? Did you go to Bullard and West? Bullard and West?
Maybe. I didn't buy it. Shit, I don't
know. I didn't go. That's not my job.
Am I a pedestrian that drinks at a parklet? What the
hell do you think this is? I'm busy drinking at parklets. I don't got time to go to the grocery store. Well, I'm glad you got the Celebration. Did you write down the batch number? Can you send me the batch date?
Sir, I posted it to the porum.
Okay. Yeah, I did. Now I know.
Yeah.
That this was you, because sometimes 9, I don't know 20. Who's. I mean, I do, but like, I didn't know who's posting.
The name on the headline?
No, I don't look at the posting. Name of the headline. I just see the post. I'm like, oh, somebody's drinking the Celebration.
Words, picture. Good.
Yep. Yeah. Ooh, picture. Good.
This is the 10/9/20.
Honey, looks like Nick's drunk on Facebook again. Oh, yeah? Is he posting how many albums he's supposed to do? Not yet. Give it another 30 minutes.
That's right. We'll give you the playlist.
Here's his playlist. All right. So, Nick, he finally got a Celebration Ale.
Got it. I got it.
Anything else?
Nothing unique. Or
No uniques.
No uniques. Same old beer.
Same old beer. I had a Tioga Sequoia Valley Haze IPA. It was at Save Mart. Man, well, Save Mart needs to really buy my beer from now on. This is ridiculous. Yeah. I felt like it was it didn't have any dates. You're not sure what you're going to get when Tioga Sequoia, because sometimes it feels like sometimes there's dates and sometimes there isn't, but the Valley Haze didn't have a date, but I'm like, I don't think I've seen this before, so I feel confident.
There's a 5-digit ink stamp on the bottom of the can.
But it's like industry. You got to be industry to know what the hell it's saying.
No, you don't.
Oh, you have to be smart. Oh.
Ovaltine decoder ring.
Yeah. Drink more Ovaltine? Mm-hmm. I was inspired by Matt, the Citra Light from Cellmaker Brewing Company, the Pale Ale. Very good day drinking beer. Sante Adarius Rustic Ales from the Central Coast there had a Left and Leaving IPA. Very good. And another Central Coast, like Santa Cruz Brewery, Humble Sea, the Patagonia. Patagonia, because it's a cat reference. Good beer. Field work. I went to a out of the barrel, had an out of the barrel trip, if you can tell. Zombie Wolf from Field Work. Nice beer. Nice beer. And the Hocus Porpoise. Hocus Porpoise from Humble Sea.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of Hocus Pocus, it's Hocus Porpoise.
Just making sure you're not drunk over there.
Yeah. Yeah, you it's good to check. And from Boomtown Brewery, Cool Kids IPA, New England IPA. I don't even know where Boomtown's from, but I had it. And from Bottle Logic Brewing Company, Charisma Check.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, check it.
And that's so the interesting beers from this week of drinking. Cheers. Cheers. Nick, you have some cheers.
Hey, cheers to Chew Your Beer. Thanks to him for doing the last voicemail beer send-outs. Wazoo Corvette, cheers to him, even though we failed to pick beers from the stash this week. It's always nice to see he sends us stuff still. And on Untapped, my friend, all our friend, NMRer.
Yes.
Randy.
Yes. Matt.
I don't have anything.
You really should just, let us know beforehand. So then I can be like, whatever. Cover for it or something, but that's it. Big cheers to Bobby Diesel, our old friend Bobby Diesel. He came back into the Golden God fold. He was there for a while, and now he came back. He came back hard. He threw in hard. He didn't throw in just $5. He threw in hard. I won't say how much, but he threw in hard. I messaged him. I'm like, dude, Bobby, whoa, bro.
Is that for the year?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, is that for the, it's a monthly thing. It's not like all in right now. He's like, nah, man, it's cool. I just want to support. All right.
Get that oil money.
Yeah. He's got all that bigger seal oil money. So thanks, Bobby D. Appreciate the love and all big, it's Thanksgiving week. So big thanks to all our patrons, the Golden Gods. Big thank you. You guys really appreciate it.
Of which, let me stall for a second.
Sure. We'll stall. The Golden Gods are the best. All the Golden Gods are people that have supporting us now on Patreon or have supported us in the past on Patreon. Once you support us on Patreon, you become a Golden God for life. You're jumped in. We jump you into the gang that is the poor Golden God. So thank you, everybody.
If these are not on Facebook or they don't care to join, but if you do, You're welcome to the Porum on Facebook, Courtney and Randy Youngman.
They might
sent
not,
out invites, yeah. but I'm not sure if they got
them. I'm not sure. They might not. I think I
they
know,
might not even be on Facebook.
Yeah, I know Courtney.
You're welcome to join us if you
I know
are.
Courtney went into the, so as an if you're not a Facebooker, as an alternative, we have the Discord channel. And I know Courtney went into the Discord channel, so there's that. So it's there.
Saying. Send it out.
Good, good. It's there for it. Yeah. Nick will send it out if you want to be in the Porum or if you want to be in the Discord. That's there as well.
See.
And you also get to listen to some bonus show via the Tailgate podcast that gets sent out every week as well. So thank you guys. I really appreciate all you Golden Gods. It's a big help to us. I think we're good, man. I'm having this I'll have this Coronado / Maui Brewing Company.
Ooh, look how clear that is.
Yeah, it's clear beer. I'll probably be fine for work tomorrow, so don't worry, guys.
Yeah, hydrated. Yeah. Fresh.
Fresh and hydrated. Hey, Mike, how are you doing this morning? I'm fresh and hydrated, boss. Yeah, it sounds like it. Yep. Hey, you been in a parklet yet this year? I was drinking in a parklet. Woo! Work! I'm at work now, though. Not in a parklet drinking. All right, guys.
My dog's trying to send Louie a message right now.
Uh-oh. Louie might respond. No, Louie's pretty asleep. I'll open the door up and see if Louie can hear.
Yeah.
See if we can get
you can hear Ringo.
Get Ringo's something going down. Here.
Hey, man, there's a cat heading your way.
Hey, there's a cat. Hey, I'm barking right now. I'm barking, too. Cool. All right, this is fun. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe out there. Check your dates. Have fun. Wear a mask. Get drunk, man. What the hell?
They buy a turkey for 2 to 3 people.
See if you can find that.
Bye.
Bye.
Phenomenal.